All right, we're going to call to order the Rome Public Infrastructure Districts, both number 1 and 2. Today is December 2nd, 2025. It's 3:02 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Holton, you're chair of this group. You want to start for us? If not, Walker, you can start.
Walker Wood, board member.
Beth Robertson, board member.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
Right. For the record, we do have Holton on. He probably is on a call at the moment, so we'll note that for the record. That's everyone I show on the call. Christy, do we have any members of the public back at the anchor location?
No.
All right. So, board, first off, we need to have a public hearing regarding the 2026 budget. So, with that, I'll take a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open the public hearing.
Thanks, Seth.
And I'll second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. So, board, we're now in a public hearing to take any public comment regarding the 2026 budget. So with that, we'll have Shelby walk through it for us.
Okay, thanks, Michael. So board, I'll actually start with district number 2. This one, there's about 27,000 of property taxes anticipated for the 2025 tax year. We've pushed those into 2026, which is when they would be available, and showing all net revenues transferring over to district number 1 pursuant to the capital pledge agreement between the two districts. So then on district number 1, starting with the general fund, expenditure is about 53,000. It's anticipated that all of those would be covered from the administrative carve out from the property tax revenues received. On the debt service side, 2025 property taxes are anticipated to be about 536,000. So again, we've reflected those to be available in 2026. We've got the 27,000 of transfers from district number 2. Then a couple of notes on the expenditures. This is set at 493,000, which includes the scheduled interest payments on the senior bonds. There's the first principal payment scheduled on the senior bonds as well for about 15,000. And then we're projecting that there would be about 250,000 available to make a payment on the subordinate bonds. So the way that everything flows is once the surplus fund reaches the max of the $1,040,000, then revenues, any excess revenues can be released to those subordinate bonds. So a little bit ahead of where the original forecast was in 2021. So it's a promising sign overall for the district. And then nothing in the capital projects fund. Those have been closed out for a couple of years now. Any questions or comments?
No.
Okay.
All right, board, I do not show any other members of the public for any public comment. So, with that, take a motion to close the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Seth.
Not second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Let me put back up now. All right, first up, board meeting minutes from our November 4th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Did they look accurate?
I've reviewed them. I have no comments. I would make a motion to approve board meeting minutes from November 4th.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right. So we have two resolutions, one for each of the districts. So this one's for District 1, goes through. We're going to adopt the 26 budget. Now down here, we're keeping the same mill levy that we did last year, which is the 6 mills for District 1. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Seth, you want to make a motion for me?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2025-02 adopting the 2026 budget.
And will you just add it's for district number 1?
For district number one.
Thanks, Seth.
No, second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. Here's the resolution for District 2. And just to note, we're keeping it at 4 mills for District 2 for 26, keeping it the same.
I'll make a motion to approve District 2 Resolution 2025-02, the Board 2026 budget.
Thanks, Seth.
And I'll second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, board meeting schedule. Make the assumption we want to keep it the same as the other districts. So just need a motion to continue the same board meeting schedule as we've had previous for 2026.
And I'll make a motion to continue our 2025 meeting schedule into 2026.
Thanks, Seth.
And I'll second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby's going to cover the renewal of their engagement, and then we'll talk about the district auditor.
Same spiel on the CLA SOW. We'll work with Seth on the fee section here as well. Any questions or discussion, any further detail you want me to go into?
No, I would make a motion to approve the CLA SOW pending final review of the numbers approval by the board now, with the board chair signing and executing later.
And I'll second.
Thanks, Walk. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
That is unanimous.
Okay. Last item for me is the audit engagement letter with Haney for district number one. District number two does not require an audit. Fees for this district are $9,000, I believe, which I think is just a couple $100 increase from the 2024 audit fees. A little bit more involved here, so a little bit higher than what we saw in the other districts.
I will make a motion to approve the proposal from Haney and Company for the 2026 audit, 2025 audit.
25. Yeah. Okay, so we have a motion.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. Let me put up just so you guys can see it. All right, so here is resolution 2025-01A, and it's combined between both districts. This is the same resolution for the boundary adjustment that we had previously approved. We just need to reapprove it so that the 30-day clock can run. So hopefully we get the plat map signed by the Morgan County surveyor. So any questions?
I will make a motion to approve resolution 2025-01A for the plat amendment.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Holt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous. All right, that's everything I show for the record. For the open and public meetings training, all these board members are part of the Point West Public Infrastructure District, and we had just held the open and public meetings training during that district, so it will apply here as well. All right, that's everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us?
No.
All right. So all of you guys look for emails so I can get signatures on the resolutions, on the whatever else we need, the engagement letter for Haney. And then once Seth, you work out with Shelby everything, we can send those to both Walker and Holton to get their signatures on the CLA engagement. So,
Okay.
okay. Well, happy holidays if I don't see you guys before.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael.
Okay.
Thanks,
Ready?
everyone.
Bye.
Goodbye.